Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Arthur Godfrey and his Talent Scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your Talent Scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's Crystal Lipton Tea. You know it's Lipton Tea, if it's D-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you. Thank you, George Bryan, Peggy Marshall in the Holidays, and Archie Blyer. We sure see a lot of each other, don't we, Archie? Daytime, nighttime, in between. People are beginning to talk about this. It's nice to see all you folk in here tonight. It's nice, charming weather, isn't it? Huh? It's lovely weather. Why not? It's Memorial Day weekend. You want to know a secret? I know why it rains on every Monday night. The Lipton Tea Company has hired its own rainmakers. On account of we couldn't stand the competition from the night baseball games. Memorial Day weekend. I thought that was funnier than that. Memorial Day weekend. I don't know. It's time for all the summer resorts to start sending out pamphlets. I got one today from a place where I spent many a pleasant summer. It says, tone up your whole system. It says, get those flabby muscles back in shape. Try the world's finest exercise. Come to New Jersey and fight a mosquito. Why does everybody talk about Jersey mosquitoes? Didn't anybody ever come in contact with a Fort Lauderdale mosquito? Oh, brother, I never... You know, one time I gave a Fort Lauderdale mosquito a whole glass full of DDT. You know what he said? Okay, big boy, where's the yelling? Well, seriously, I hope you'll be careful driving over the holiday. Doggone already that a lot of people have died this holiday. Let's observe the laws, huh? Doggone it, your chances of being with us on Wednesday will be greater if you will take care of yourself. I know, I once had a collision with a truck. And, you know, you folks were almost spared a whole heck of a lot of ukulele playing. You sure were. A car is a nice thing to have. I need it to get to the airport so I can travel. I want you to meet our first talent scout for Lipton Tea, who is Mrs. Helen Waldman. Well, how do you do? How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You sure look pretty in that hat. That's a picture hat.
Well, it isn't quite as lovely as those you... the Lipton Tea creations.
With the tea bags hanging on them? Aren't they wonderful? I don't know. You could hang a couple of tea bags on that and you have some. What do you do, Ms. Waldman, besides take care of your husband?
Well, I study singing.
Study singing, do you, huh? You have ambitions to be...
Oh, yes.
What kind of singing?
Uproar.
Opera? Oh, uproar. I don't know. Where do you come from?
Teaneck, New Jersey.
Teaneck! I can applaud for that one. I used to know a girl lived there. Lovely creature. Hackensack Hattie, they called her. Who did you bring us? No, whom? Whom did you bring us, Miss Waldman?
I brought a cowboy with a wonderful baritone voice.
Where at did you find this here cowboy at?
In a vocal studio in New York.
Oh. In a vocal studio in New York. He was studying?
Yes.
Do you study to sing cowboy songs? I didn't know that.
Oh, well, he sings everything.
Oh, I see. And does he accompany himself?
Yes, on the guitar.
On the guitar. And, on the guitar. Tell me, where does he hail from, partner?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. And... Well, has he had any professional background yet?
Yes, a great deal. He has sung in radio and in nightclubs throughout the West and Middle West and in the San Francisco Light Opera Company.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds pretty good. Let's get him out here and see what he can do for the Lipton folks, huh? Thanks a lot, Mrs. Waldman. The Lipton spotlight shines on your discovery, Vic Bellamy.
This valley, they say you are going I shall miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened my pathway a while. Do you think of the home you are leaving, of your parents so kind and so true? Do you think of the heart you are breaking, and the cowboy who loves you so true? Come sit by my side, little darling. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true. I have waited a long time, my darling, for these words that I never could say. But at last now my poor heart is breaking, for they tell me you're going away. When you're far from the scenes of the valley, and they tell me your journey is through, will you think of the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true? Come sit by my side, little darling. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true.
I'm a Vic Bellamy. We'll have them all back again a little later for the reprise when we ask the audience in the studio to vote. Meantime, I seem to have aired last week. I talked all about tea and forgot about frost tea. Have you seen the frosty ads in the papers where the headline says, preferred by thousands to their favorite ice cream? Well, from what they tell me, they're going to have to change that thousands to millions soon. Is that the way Burl says it? Million. Thanks a million. Well, anyway, that's how popular this Lipton Frosty dessert is getting. Have you tried it yet, any of you? Oh, you talk about something good, huh? Lipton Frosty dessert mix. Comes in an envelope. I think everything we make at Lipton comes in an envelope. Even their salaries come in an envelope. Lipton Frosty dessert mix. It's very difficult to make. It's very complicated. What you do is add 1 tablespoon of milk to an 8-ounce glass. No. 1 tablespoonful of Frosty to an 8-ounce glass of milk and stir. And it makes a milkshake. Well, that's one of its byproducts. What you do with it is set the refrigerator control to the coldest point and mix 1 package of Frosty with 1.5 cups of cold milk using a rotary egg beater. Pour it into a refrigerator tray and chill it until frozen 1 inch or more from the sides of the tray. Turn the mixture into a bowl and whip it with a beater or an electric mixer until volume is about doubled, see? And it looks rich and creamy. And, oh, boy, is it delicious. Preferred by thousands to their favorite ice cream. They call it Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. And your grocer should have it. If he hasn't got it, tell him to get off of his horse and go get some, and he knows where to get it. We will now meet our next talent scout, who is Mr. Tord Danevig. Hello there, Mr. Danevig.
Hello there, Arthur.
What do you do for a living?
I am a development engineer.
Development engineer?
Right.
Developing what, for instance?
Servo mechanisms.
Servo mechanisms for airplanes and things?
Right.
Oh, fine. Who do you work with?
General Electric Company.
General Electric
in Schenectady.
Uh-huh. Where'd you come from originally?
From Norway, from Bergen, Norway.
Is that so? How many years ago?
That was 4.5 years ago.
4.5 years ago. Gee, you learned to speak English beautifully. Did they teach it over there?
Yes, they did, yes. Oh,
just say,
give me a little background there.
I can't hear any accent except when you say Bergen. People in Jersey don't live in Bergen County.
They live in Bergen.
Bergen, that's right. Well, that's very nice, Mr. Danevig. Tell me, whom did you bring us?
I brought you a little sweet singer from Schenectady. Pop singer.
Pop singer, huh?
Her name is Elsie Ann Marco.
Elsie Ann Marco. Tell us about her.
Well, you'll see her later on.
Uh-huh.
I saw her first on WRGB television 2 years ago. And I thought she had a very unusual voice. And I also thought that she handled it with considerable artistry. So I managed to get to know her, you know.
How do you accomplish that?
I know how it is. I mean, big man.
He wouldn't have much trouble, would he? Huh?
So I told her that she'd probably go far if she'd try, you know. And,
the point is, did she try?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Danevig. So she's here now, and we're very, very happy, thanks to you, to present her to the Lipton audience. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Elsie Ann Marco.
Somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a of my own, without a love of my own.
Elsie Ann Marco. Gee, did you listen to the accompaniment that time, too? Wasn't that pretty? Archie Blyer and the boys. You sure do a swell job over there, Archibald. You know how to spell Archibald, don't you? A-R-C-H is your arch, is your I, is your arch I, is your B-A-L-D, is your ball, is your eyeball, is your arch eyeball. I got some luncheon napkins here. See these? Luncheon napkins. They're very cute. And it came with a little card with a picture of a little fawn on it. And it says, a crumb from your crackers, a spot from your tea, might soil Arthur's linen, a shock to TV. So here are some napkins. You'll have them at hand to show that we're modest. We won't plug the brand. Signed, Dottie Doe. Isn't that nice? The Doeskin Products Napkin Company doesn't want to plug, so we won't mention the Doeskin napkin. Well, since they sent me a poem, I wrote one for them, too. The crumbs on your vest disappear with a stroke of this napkin of texture so fair. You can wrap up wet tea bags. And just for a joke, you can hide them under your hostess's chair. Next talent scout is Mrs. Claire Weiss. Hi, how are you? Glad to see you. Tell me, what do you do besides being married?
Well, I'm a buyer for a resident office.
For a resident office?
That's right. We have a group of stores that we buy for. Just ladies' apparel.
Oh, I see. You mean you go around and buy all these things from wholesalers for them?
That's right.
I see. What are you going to wear this summer?
Well, this summer is pretty well taken care of. We're on the fall line now. And sweaters are in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not worried if they're in. I want to know if they're out. That's right. Tell me, whom did you bring us?
The Harmonitones. They're a group of three boys that met while going to Theodore Roosevelt High School. They're sensational on the harmonica. Their names are Louis DeSantis, Jimmy O'Hara, and Joe Campanelli, and they really do beautifully on the harmonica. They're young boys. They're 20 and 21, respectively.
Well, now, that's a very nice speech. Have they had any professional experience?
Oh, yes. A lot of deals that they play, they did appear at Frank Daly's Meadowbrook with Ralph Lanigan's orchestra, and they were at the Hotel Statler with Jimmy Dorsey.
Oh, good. Good background. Someday I hope you'll do some buying for me.
I hope so.
And I'm very happy to present in the Lipton Spotlight your discoveries, the Harmonitones. About three handsome lads, huh? They got some of the darnest looking harmonicas I ever saw. One of them had one about a yard long. Looks like a silver salami or something. I just made myself a glass of iced Lipton tea while that was going on, too. Boy, that's good. Where's Mrs. Isabel Langer? Hello. How do you do? Ms. Langer, what do you do?
Well, I work in the office in Albach.
Orbach's, huh? Mm-hmm. Orbach's. What do they do? Importing?
Yes, partly. But we do pretty well everything.
Well, is that so? Mm-hmm. Have you always been at Orbach's?
No, I was in the service overseas during the war.
Wax?
Yes.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. Where did you serve? In England?
In, well, Africa, Italy, France, and then England.
Say, you got all around, didn't you, huh? I detect some kind of an accent. Where were you born?
You guess.
It's got to be in a British Isle somewhere.
Where?
In the north somewhere.
Right.
Must have been Scotland.
Right.
It sure was. It was Scotland. Well. Well, Mrs. Langer, whom did you bring us?
Oh, I brought a dramatic soprano, Mrs. Vera Conti.
Mrs. who?
Vera Conti.
Vera Conti, huh? And where does she come from?
Well, she comes from Providence, Rhode Island. She's living down in Jersey.
Got some Contis with her out here, too,
I think,
huh?
So.
And what about her professional experience?
Well, I first heard her sing at a party, but I've heard her at a concert and radio. In fact, she just has entered a radio contest, and she's won the preliminaries, so now she's going into the finals.
Well, that's wonderful. So, we'll give her a chance here in front of this audience and see what happens to her, huh?
Fine.
With the Lipton spotlight on your discovery, and many thanks, Mrs. Langer, Vera Conti.
In my gondola, love, let us glide o'er the drowsy blue and float on the yellow tide where sleeps the lazy moon. I'll perch on a crown you'll adore from the gold that lies shimmering there, and the silver ripples from the drifting door. I will sit in your
Vera Conti. Vera Conti, C-O-N-T-I. If you haven't noticed, there's in the audience tonight are six Britishers, all advertising men, belonging to the International Advertising Association of Great Britain. Two of them are members of Parliament. Wherever they are, we welcome you here to America, gentlemen. This is a great trick for them, isn't it, huh? You see how we sell Lipton tea in America?
Well, I tell you, it's a mystery to me. I have had the darnest time for the last 3 years trying to get this bunch of coffee-drinking guys off of this stuff and to try this tea. You know, it's a funny story, but you know how coffee got to be the drink it is in America? The tea people gave it away for free samples just to try it. Weren't they smart people? They did. But you know, you can say all you like about it. Coffee's wonderful, of course. You can say all you like about it. But there are refreshing drinks of all kinds around. I guarantee you that for the money that you spend, you can't begin to compare this with anything you can think of. It is the least expensive drink that you can possibly concoct, except water. And who the heck wants to drink water? But you talk about something to pick you up and keep you there, you know? These other things, they pick you up, you know, old boy, like this. But, oh, do they let you down afterward? And you'll find Lipton tea is the tea. I don't care what kind of tea you drink now. Go ahead. If you're not a tea drinker, start drinking any kind of tea. Eventually, you'll come to Lipton, because that's the king of the whole business, see? You just learn to drink tea, and it doesn't take much learning. Believe me, it's wonderful stuff. Now to the grand finale, when we're going to ask the folks in the audience to pick us a winner tonight out of these four acts. We'll bring them back in the order in which they first appeared, and you folks vote for them by applauding or yelling, "Please don't whistle." The first one was Vic Bellamy.
From this valley, they say you are going. I shall miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you were taking the sunshine.
And then Elsie Ann Marco.
Now I'm no longer alone without a dream.
And then the Harmonitones. And the soprano Vera Conti. Doesn't leave much doubt about that. The reaction indicator shows the winner to be the soprano Vera Conti. Sit down. How do you feel now?
I really don't know.
See, you sang beautifully. You want to sing for me in Chesterfield this week?
I'd love to.
Beginning tomorrow. We'll have 3 days of that, and then we'll see if we can't open a few doors for you.
Thanks.
Just the beginning of it. Thanks. Good luck. So long.